See? Welcome, everybody, to Magnetic Heart Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about vulnerability and healthy relationships, maintaining healthy relationships in this modern day where at times it may be challenging to form these. So, I am Imogen Lilly. I am the founder of Healing with Imogen. And I would like to also introduce you to Camilla.
Hello, welcome, welcome. My name's Camilla Nunn, and I am a massage therapist, and I predominantly work with women. I've been working with women for the last 15 years, and I'm also a yoga practitioner.
Wonderful. So today we're going to, as I said, be discussing vulnerability. Camilla, I wanted to ask you, when you hear the word vulnerability, what kind of reaction comes up for you? It could be emotionally or physically. How does that
Ooh.
sort of make you feel?
Well, I feel it like somatically in my chest, like in my just around the heart area, like this feeling of ooh, like wanting to close up or to run or to feel quite exposed. I guess when I think of vulnerability, it's like, when we've had to speak about how we feel. And it makes us feel quite sensitive to the way that maybe others would respond to us or to see us if we really speak what we feel. And it's, yeah, that's what I feel about vulnerability. How do you feel about that word?
Well, it's interesting because you sort of the initial response for you was that sort of sound, wasn't it, of how it kind of almost feels for you. You almost, as you said, like it was almost it came out with a sound, which I found quite interesting because that resonates with me. For me, now it's interesting because I think my experience of vulnerability has changed a lot throughout my life and continues to change. But one of the things that comes up for me when I hear that word now at this point in my life is I actually see it majorly as a strength. And I think that's come through a lot of listening to other podcasts about vulnerability and also having my own experience of being vulnerable and noticing how being vulnerable can be very, very empowering. And can form these much deeper connections with people as
I was,
opposed to being closed off. Sorry, what were you going
yeah,
to say?
I was just about to say that as well, that vulnerability can be such an amazing tool in terms of sharing that vulnerability can really help to strengthen relationships. And it, we always think, oh, our vulnerability might be used against us, or it could make someone that we love run a mile. But actually, with the right people, it will strengthen those bonds, and it will give those bonds more depth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess so, in your experience, when I was sort of speaking about how vulnerability has changed for me throughout life, do you also feel like it's shifted and sort of increase
So
or
much.
decrease or kind of, closing off, opening up to it? And where would you sort of say you are now with your relationship with vulnerability?
I've been through such a journey the last couple of years with vulnerability and actually being able to accept it and not run away from my own emotions. I actually thought for a long time I had a good expression of my emotions and I was a vulnerable person, and maybe it wasn't a healthy vulnerability, whereas recently, over the last couple of months, since I've really explored healthy vulnerability and expression, emotional expression, I feel a lot more grounded and confident in being able to talk to people that I love and I care for about what's really going on inside, without the chit chat at the back of my mind like before of, oh God, why did you say that? And sort of beating myself up and thinking how other people will view that vulnerability. There's more of a love behind it where it's like, well, this is my truth, and that's the only thing that I can do. I can speak my truth, and I can, from my heart, want to connect more deeply with other people. And I think this is how we really shift things, through being able to express what's really going on inside. And I don't know about you, Emmy, but whenever you've been vulnerable to someone that you've loved, I feel for me, it's always moved things to another level. And so I'd love to also know about how you've experienced that as well in your, not just friendships, in your even your dating life.
Yeah, thank you for that question. It's something that, what's interesting, Camilla, is a lot of people have discouraged me from being vulnerable and being open because, as you know, I'm an incredibly open person, and I know that it comes from a place of people being, protective and concerned of how I can make myself very vulnerable in relationships and friendships very quickly and very early on. But one of the things that I've noticed that I sort of mentioned earlier is how, because of how quickly I can open up and make myself vulnerable, how easily others can then open up and make themselves vulnerable with me, which then can form this really wonderful deep connection quite early on. I guess the only thing that I've sort of started to notice really, really recently about this vulnerability and openness and quick, deep attachment that can develop is that sometimes it hasn't developed with enough time to really know a person, which can then lead to the difficulty of then being exposed and being vulnerable and realizing that actually the person that you've exposed yourself and become vulnerable to may not be the person that you initially thought, or you may start to notice, some unsafe aspects to that person, or,
It makes me think about what someone had said to me a couple of years ago. And it was that vulnerability needs to be earned by someone, especially when I'm talking about relationships. That part of you that is so sensitive, and that's really, really, allowing the armor around his or her heart to open and be released. I think that for someone to allow another being to witness that, I believe even now that that's true. It's sort of it does need to be earned in some way, because there are people that take that for granted and that do use that person's vulnerability against them.
Yeah, and that's definitely happened to me over the years, and unfortunately has sort of taught me to then, as a result of that, become a little bit more closed off, which then creates, I don't know how you feel about this, Camilla, but then it almost can create a dilemma with being your authentic self,
Because the trust, I think the issue with trust comes up about, well, I've opened my heart once, and I've allowed that sensitivity to be expressed, and then it's been sort of
Abused.
abused, exactly, abused. So I think a lot of people, a lot of us, are still holding that from past experiences, this hesitation, and the trauma of sometimes when our vulnerability wasn't well received, or was, again, like you said, taken advantage of.
Yeah. Exactly. But then the issue that I have is, so I guess this brings the theme and the topic of this podcast of how to be vulnerable and what vulnerability is and what it can be, but then thinking in terms of in order to have these healthy relationships. And obviously, it varies amongst relationships and what a healthy relationship means and what vulnerability means to somebody. But I wonder, with in thinking in mind, thinking of how these situations have altered and changed us, and how we can kind of step back into being vulnerable, but like you're saying, of almost keeping ourselves safe, not, letting people earn that vulnerability, but then also being able to create these healthy relationships. And I was just wondering, Camilla, your experience of being able to be vulnerable, but once it's been earned, and actually, have you got sort of some
So
experience or example that you can offer for our listeners?
I would always ask the question, and I even ask this question to myself now, even though sometimes I obviously make mistakes. Is that expression of your vulnerability coming from a place of wanting to connect, and if it's coming from your power, or is it coming from a place where you want to grasp and get validation, and is it coming from your pain? They are the questions that we need to ask when we are expressing vulnerability. And if it's coming from your power, if it's coming from this genuine need to want to connect with another and build that relationship and strengthen it and clear whatever, whatever is there. Whatever miscommunications are there, then I would say, then that's great, and we need to be, expressing more of that kind of vulnerability to our friends, to our family, to our loved ones. But I think, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but for a long time, my vulnerability, came from my pain. It came from my wounding, and this is where I think then I needed to do the inner work to actually deal with what was going on inside by myself without this need to get someone else's approval or sympathy. And that really changed things for me. But I do feel in general, and I know it's changing rapidly, but vulnerability is sort of often seen as a weakness in this society. And I really would, I mean, I'd love to be able to reframe it as a strength. And I'd love to ask you, Imogen, like, how can we start to reframe it, especially for our men as well, because I know every man and woman is different, but I would imagine that there's a lot of men that struggle more with that, as its vulnerability is more of a feminine trait, a feminine expression. How do you think we can make vulnerability come across as more of a strength, or not even come across? How can we help people to understand that it is a strength?
Gosh, that's such a amazing but also very big question.
It is.
And I'm just sort of mindful of how much people's own experiences have influenced how they view vulnerability and shaped how they express vulnerability.
Could I ask you a question just to maybe make it a little bit easier? And this again, for anyone that's watching, especially men, this may help, because I think men feel that if they're vulnerable, that it's considered weak and that, it's not a manly thing. But I believe, and I'd love to hear your take on this, as a woman, it's actually when a man is coming from a healthy state and he's expressing vulnerability, healthy vulnerability, it's actually incredibly it's incredibly it's magnetic to a woman. I find it such a turn on when a man can be connected to that vulnerability. So I'd ask you the question, Imogen, how do you feel when you've met a man, or even a woman, a girlfriend, and they've expressed that vulnerability towards you? How does it make you feel?
I find it really, really difficult to connect with somebody if they don't express vulnerability. It almost feels like there's no way of connecting to that person because that's one of the ways that I do connect. And if somebody is not able to open up and express themselves, then it almost feels like you're hitting a brick wall or you're hitting a closed door. So for me, when somebody is vulnerable, when somebody opens up and expresses themselves, it allows the same with friendships, it just allows this deep connection to develop.
And
But
something had the words, it allows energy to flow. It allows everything to flow rather than be suppressed. Because we can
absolutely.
feel the undercurrents of suppression of emotion, whether someone, wants to believe it or not. We all feel, what's going on inside. Some of us are a little bit more sensitive than others. But if we don't express it, then it definitely has a huge implications on our relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I guess in terms of sort of what does actually like looking sort of, just being very simple and simplifying vulnerability, what does it, vulnerability actually mean to you, Camilla? And what's your experience been like of actually being vulnerable? Maybe just focusing on now at this point in your life, how does it look
Well, I'm
like?
sure Google would have a different definition, but for me, real vulnerability is when we can really speak from our heart, what's f from the depth of our soul, even really what's going on within us, with our internal world. That it's a sensitivity, it's a and it's an expression of something very, very deep and true. It's our truth, I feel. We all have these masks, we all have them, and I feel like vulnerability is taking off that mask for a minute and really, really just being completely honest and true to oneself.
Gosh, I absolutely loved that. I had such a strong image of actually seeing that, and that's something that's really been coming up for me in my life is masking and putting on these masks for different situations and different people, and then how confusing it can become when suddenly a person where you wear one mask is then with another person where you wear a different mask, and how this complication can happen. Of where you don't know how to act because of these different masks. And I just wonder why do you feel that people have developed and created these masks, Camilla, in life?
It's funny we've decided to talk about this today because it's been on my mind for the last week, this word about vulnerability, and I feel, in my opinion, the reason why we have these masks is, well, because deep down we don't feel we're enough. All of us, deep down, there's something there. There's a voice. Maybe it's come down through society or through our family. We've developed this voice, and this belief that's telling us we're not enough the way that we are. So we've got to pretend. We've got to be this, that, and the other to be able to be accepted and loved by people, by society, by our work colleagues, by our lovers. So we do everything to try and be what we think everyone else wants us to be. But the irony of it is, since I've learned to be a bit more authentic and vulnerable with others in a healthy way, what that's done is magical. I mean, it's really moved things to the point where my friendships, my relationships, my life has become so much more rich because I'm being me and I'm not hiding away from that. And of course, I do have days where that isn't as easy, but it's a practice. That's, everything is a practice at first until it becomes part of who you are. But it really dawned on me actually that your healthy expression of vulnerability and your authenticity is only going to bring you onto the right path and bring you in contact with the best people. I mean, the right people for you who see you and who love you and appreciate you.
I guess though, holding that in mind, for somebody that is their authentic self is being incredibly open with others, and then holding in mind what somebody said to you a few years ago of vulnerability is earned, how does that person navigate in terms of it almost creates a dilemma? And I actually am thinking about myself when I'm saying this because I've got, the Imogen that's very open and has, formed these very quick, beautiful relationships with people because of being open. And people have, told me if I wasn't this way, then maybe the connection wouldn't have happened how it did because of, it allowed a connection to develop. And then I've also got the Imogen that's been vulnerable and been open. And unfortunately, people have used that against me in my life. But the authentic self is the Imogen that is open and is vulnerable. But then how do I kind of hold, because I do you know what I mean, Camilla, of how you can almost hear all these different ideas and ways of being, like vulnerability is earned, be vulnerable, all these different messages can almost become very confusing for somebody to navigate through life with trying to like almost match all these different messages. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say here?
It does make sense. It does make sense. It can be really confusing. But like I said at the beginning, I think we come to a place on this journey because, vulnerability's it's quite a feminine trait and it has two different sort of sides. Like I said, healthy vulnerability and an unhealthy vulnerability. And I think there comes a time in your life where you begin to realize and you understand that there are people out there that will use your vulnerability against you. And you have to be aware and you have to understand that. So there comes a point where you're so aware of people and how different people can be that you choose who you want to express that vulnerability to because you can almost become intuitive to the types of people that you can feel safe enough to open up to in that way and then the types of people where you feel actually it's not that we've got to be guarded but you know that well there's a certain amount that I'm going to open up here. And actually, I don't need to open up more to this person because I can open up more to someone else who there's going to be more that moves through that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I really liked again those labels of healthy vulnerability and unhealthy vulnerability. So I suppose we're obviously speaking today of our experience as women experiencing vulnerability. And I'm mindful of the fact that you sort of asked me a question before related to men and men expressing vulnerability. And I can't actually remember now what the question was, but I'm wondering if there's something else in this podcast today, Camilla, that you want to explore around that and around your
Yeah.
experience of men and how they express their vulnerability.
So obviously I know a lot of men, I've dated a lot of men and it's always been different. In general, men find it harder to express vulnerability. And that's to be, I mean, obviously men would find it harder because there's been so much programming and if we look back even just one, two generations, it wasn't just wasn't a thing for men to talk about their emotions. Like for instance, my father and his father, just even to be honest, women as well. I mean, it wasn't really the thing to do to talk too much about emotion, but especially for men. So I think that's quite, it's still implanted into the psyche that it's weakness to be vulnerable, or it's not a masculine thing. And I think women, if you are in a heterosexual relationship, women need to create the safety for men to be able to open up in that way. But also, I think mate, someone was saying this to me as well, that and I didn't want to, I just didn't want to believe it, but I do, after kind of contemplating, I'm like, okay, that could be, that's probably true. When men are too emotionally open and vulnerable with their partners, sometimes this can mean that the polarity kind of goes. And actually, this man was saying was that it's very helpful for men to sort of open up more with in terms of going to men's groups, talking to their male friends. Having said that, there is like a sweet spot, I think, to be able to have like conversations with their partners and be able to say what's on their mind, what's on their heart. I think, like how women go to women's circles, there's a lot of that now. I think men are starting to open up more, and there's a lot more men going to men's circles. And actually, it's when I think when men get the chance to really explore their own emotional world and then take that back with them into their relationships in a balanced way, then that can be such a beautiful, transformative thing for relationships, because all the buried stuff that we hold, all of us are holding it. We've processed that, so we're not taking it into our relationships and bottling it up. And as men get more comfortable with expression and emotion, then yeah, I think it will. They'll naturally be able to bring that into the relationships in a healthy way and to communicate in a healthy way.
Do you feel that this sort of difference between male and female and expression and vulnerability, do you feel that it's something that hasn't always existed? Do you think that there was a time, maybe, thousands and thousands of years ago, where actually there was this more sort of similar way of communicating and expressing vulnerability, and that
I think
society has created this difference between male and female? Or do you feel that it's actually something that's more biological and has actually been there from the start?
thousands and thousands of years ago, we were too busy having to run away from danger and keep and survive that we didn't even have the chance to look at our emotional world. And now we're, now, right now where we are, we're actually in such incredible times because we're starting to have all the tools, and we're starting to really be able to understand how our emotions are affecting our, our decisions and our reality. And of course, I think women have been able to express that and have been able, for as long as I know, women love talking about emotions. And I think now that it's the spotlight, is a lot more on now men being able to understand their emotions, I think now we have the privilege actually. And I think that's just such a beautiful thing. But like I said, I'm guessing like thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, we had too many other things to worry about, to even think about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that, you know, that movement in terms of how we're progressing and able to expand and in that way is actually really beautiful. It's just kind of, I guess, in terms of thinking about the energy and the collective and the fact that we're all connected, and then actually how maybe in holding that in mind, how the collective energy has changed from escaping danger and predators and trying to survive to then moving through life in a collective energy way of actually, you know, becoming more aware of emotions and more aware of feelings. And I wonder how that's impacted on the on us as human beings with this collective energy of actually that shift over time and sort of stepping into this more vulnerable energy, or maybe even stepping out of it. Maybe we stepped into it and now we're stepping out of it because of, and I know this is something we're going to be speaking about more in an upcoming podcast, but how we actually have become very disconnected and whether we were stepping into this vulnerability and now due to disconnection in the, you know, collective energy that we're now stepping back into avoidance and vulnerability.
There's a lot of polarity going on because I guess in my world and with my friendship group and partners and stuff, there's a lot of expression with emotion and vulnerability. And then, but then, you know, a lot of people I'm talking to, it's like the opposite. There's, you know, when it comes to these things, it's moving. It's like, how are we moving our energy? How are we moving what's stuck? And if we're on this journey, you know, I think we're on this journey collectively of lightening up, of ascending, of becoming clearer about who it is that we really are, and to get to that point where we feel light and we feel free and we feel like we're really able to love and understand what love really means, we've got to be better with communicating what's going on inside, whether that's, you know, expressing emotions like joy or things, even, you know, like really heavy emotions like, oh, fear, like deep fear or sadness. It can, we realize actually when we can really start to understand what's going on inside and move it through our voice and move it in other ways as well. It can enhance trust with two people. It can enhance even intimacy because it's you're kind of you're able to move what's stuck and heavy inside, and that's incredibly powerful. And with a partner, when you can do that together, it can build, it can really help to build more intimacy, and empathy and genuine connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does make me wonder how people that are not able at all, because obviously vulnerability, you could almost see it on a spectrum, couldn't you, of sort of the extreme sense of being vulnerable and then the, you know, not vulnerable at all. And maybe those people sort of at the lower end of the spectrum of vulnerability have not actually able to show vulnerability, how they're able to form these healthy relationships and how they're able to even form the healthy relationship within themselves, the
I
ability
think,
to connect with their own emotions.
yeah, I think they're not forming healthy relationships, and because they're unable to communicate healthily, and they're swallowing down emotion, then it's going to cause more stress, more dysregulation, more chaos in relationships. Whereas in, if it's the opposite, if we're able to be clear on what's going on inside and not be afraid to express it, we'll think about how that's going to improve mental state, physical health. It's going to reduce stress levels, it's going to improve immunity, it's going to improve, your mental clarity, you're going to be better at work, you're going to be having better sex. Like, it really is a win-win when we learn to be more emotionally connected.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That was such a lovely piece of advice to finish off the wonderful podcast today, Camilla.
It was
It's
pleasure
been,
talking.
yeah, it's always such a pleasure to speak to you and to share this wonderful wisdom and knowledge that you have. And we'll be definitely joining again and creating another podcast next week. We already have some wonderful topics lined up, so do stay
Yes.
tuned.
And just before we finish, thank you so much, Imogen. I just wanted to just talk about just three little pieces of maybe advice or little things that you, the viewers, can do if you want to start to explore vulnerability and explore what's going on inside. So I know that things like mindfulness is very important, like quieting down, just starting to really tune in to what's going on inside your own body, and things like journaling as well, just writing and seeing what comes up, and even, body therapies. Me and Imogen are both body therapists. I am a massage therapist. Imogen, she's a wonderful acupuncturist. Just, really starting to get more in touch with the body and the body's wisdom, because I know how hard it can be if you've not had that connection, and if very much in the mind, if you struggle to switch off, the wisdom is in the body. And actually, these practices such as journaling, mindfulness, yoga, body therapy, complementary therapies, they can really help you to tune into your emotions. And then when you're clear, when you feel connected, it's sort of easier to express them more constructively even. So I thought I would, just leave you with three little pieces of, I guess, actionable advice to finish.
That's so beautiful, and I'm sure the listeners will be so unbelievably grateful for that, and myself included. That was a wonderful reminder of helpful tips. So thank you,
Yeah.
Camilla.
Thank you, Imogen. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. And we both look forward to seeing you on the next podcast.
Sending love and happiness.